He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the January 30th live edition of Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Breaking news on the market. The market is down 2 days in a row. Hey, we're not used to that. What's going on, Gunderson? The Dow down 317 points right now. That's 1.2%. The Dow is now at 26,122. Meanwhile, the folks at the S&P, they're bringing you a 33-point drop. This biggest drop we've had in a while in the markets. I'll explain it in a minute. The S&P is at 2,819. The NASDAQ, it's funny how they're all down the same percent, 1.2%. NASDAQ also down 1.2%, down 88 points. The NASDAQ is at 7,374. What gives? The Russell 2000 down 16 points. It's only down 1%, faring a little better than the large cap counter stocks. We've got crude oil down $1.22. to 64.34. Gold, now there's some green on the screen. Gold's up $4.50 this morning at 13.49. It has been edging its way higher here for the better part of the last several months. Silver's up 11 cents, 17.24. The dollar falling again against the euro. That's been a major trend in the market. The 10-year yield heading higher again today, 2.72%. Get out of the way is what I say. The VIX heating up a little bit, up 4% this morning. How's Bitcoin doing? Now they're listing Bitcoin. Bitcoin is down 5.8% to $10,582 per coin. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We have 2 down days in the market. Okay, our phones might start ringing today here at Gunderson Capital Management. What's wrong with this market? Well, we've got to find some blame somewhere to point our fingers at, don't we? Let's blame Warren Buffett, Jamie Dimon, and Jeff Bezos, and Donald Trump. Of course, we can blame him. He's being blamed for almost anything that goes wrong. It's Donald Trump's fault. Well, here's the deal. Tonight's the State of the Union address. Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address tonight, making an end to the first year of his presidency. The first year. It's been an eventful year. If you've been an investor, it's been a fantastic year. If you're in the jobs market, it's been a fantastic year. If you're in the mergers and acquisition space, it's been a fantastic year. The speech will focus on 5 main policy areas. Number 1, jobs. And he said that in the campaign. I'm going to bring jobs. I'm a job creator. So far, that's been true. Number 2, the economy. Well, the economy is as strong as it's been in a long time. And if anything, there's gasoline on the fire now with the tax cuts. 3, infrastructure. Okay, that has not been addressed yet. You know, the nation's highways and roads and bridges and infrastructure. Number 4, immigration. He's sticking to his platform. Number 5, trade and national security, which has also been a big deal. Yesterday he called out the European Union, saying, hey, you're not letting our goods in. That could be bad. We're not going to let your goods in either. Of course, he's done the same thing with China. He's reworking the NAFTA deal, tilting it a little bit more towards a fair trade, balanced trade, instead of this lopsided trade that's been going on for so long. Well, day 2 of losses. Let's also take a look at the aforementioned heavyweights out there, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Jamie Dimon. Why are they impacting the markets today, you say? Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan are to team up in a healthcare venture. Well, just the mere words of that, just the mere statement is rocking the healthcare industry today. The healthcare stocks, 22% of our economy, a big chunk of the S&P 500, a big chunk of the Dow, they're reeling today. They're down. They don't know what this means. 20 years competition to somebody finally got this figured out, this healthcare system mess. Well, I think it's a long ways. I think they're just entering into a little venture here. Got a little group of a million people that they're going to try this out on. And I think it's way too soon to be selling off United Healthcare and Aetna and Pfizer and the like. But that's what's happening today. And, of course, that's infecting the rest of the market. So I guess I would point my finger of blame to anticipation of what's going to happen tonight at the State of the Union. I don't think anything out of the ordinary is going to happen. I think more of the same message that Mr. Trump has been delivering ever since he entered into the race. I don't think that Bezos and Jamie Dimon and Warren Buffett are going to bring down the healthcare industry. Maybe they'll improve how we deliver healthcare, bring down cost. That's a big problem right now. It's a Goliath. And I do think maybe there's some element of this whole FBI thing maybe in the market here with the acting head of the FBI resigning yesterday. Apparently some kind of smoking gun memo coming out today that actually points out the previous administration for using the Trump dossier to initiate a probe into surveil the whole campaign. So it just gets uglier by the day. How's your home doing today? Is your home okay? Everything good? Roof not leaking? Nice and warm inside, nice and cozy inside. S&P, CoreLogic, Case-Shiller, home price index rose 0.7% in January. Hey, that's pretty good. I mean, if you annualize that, that's about an 8 to 9% gain on your home in January. In fact, over the last year, according to Case-Shiller, your home went up in value by 6.4%. Well, stock market did better than that at 20%, 25%, something like that over the last 12 months. The bond market has not kept up with your homes. The bond market's returned about 1% over the last 12 months, but your home has delivered 6.4%. Having said that, I had one stock in my portfolios that was a home builder, and I sold it yesterday. I don't like the fact that with interest rates rising, I think that impacts real estate and the home sector. There's no question about it. And all of a sudden, interest rates are starting to really rise. Okay, all of a sudden, we're at 2.72%, just like that. And we're definitely on a big uptrend right now in interest rates. It's going to knock some of the younger buyers that can barely afford a home out of the market. It's going to make those payments go up on adjustable loans, and it's hurting the REITs. The home builders are definitely interest rate sensitive. The utilities are interest rate sensitive. The building and construction products that go into the homes are interest rate sensitive. The whole real estate sector is interest rate sensitive. And so I have lowered my exposure to zero to the building industry. And it looks like I made a pretty good call. I sold my home builder yesterday. They reported earnings, and the stock is down 3% today. So no more exposure at Gunderson Capital Management to the home builders. Well, we always like to look around the world. We love to look around the world at how their economies are doing, because that's one of the indicators. Japan's robust labor demand bolsters outlook for wage increases. Do you know what? Japan's labor market hit a 40-year high The jobs to applicants ratio rose to 1.59 in December, driving up pay increases. Do you know what the unemployment rate in Japan right now is? 2.8%. That's the lowest number since 1993. I've always said as the U.S. economy goes, so goes the rest of the world. And there's a pretty robust global economy taking place right now. And if anything, it's picking up steam. Now, you wouldn't know it by today's action in the market. But the name of the show is Best Stocks Now. When we come back, let's talk. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson. Today,
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. All right. Well, the market down today, it's mostly the healthcare stocks and the technology stocks. I guess there's some worry about tech valuations. Well, you know what? That's a big part of what I do on a daily basis. I check those valuations a lot. If you've noticed in my newsletter recently, I've said a few things. Technically, the market is very extended. Due for some kind of a small correction here. How big of a correction? I don't know. It could be 2 or 3 days and then take off again. I mean, as of last week, everything was just going gangbusters, and we've got a little stumble here Monday and Tuesday, but I see those earnings reports coming out. Now, most of the tech world has not reported yet. We've had a few here. Netflix obviously knocked the ball out of the park with their earnings. We also saw Intel knock the ball out of the park with their earnings. So we'll continue to monitor that. I'm not seeing so much valuation concerns. It's just, you know, there's just a little bit of oomph built in there right now in the market that maybe needs to come out. A little bit of air of the tires needs to come out here. McDonald's beats by 12 cents. They beat on revenues. I do not own McDonald's stock. I avoid McDonald's, you know, at all costs. We do have one right across the street from us. I do hit them up for breakfast on my way in sometimes. 36,899 McDonald's fast food restaurants, of course, starting from one in Illinois. McDonald's currently has a dividend yield of 2.3%. I would still take that over a 10-year treasury. McDonald's plans to open up 900 more in 2070. I would say most of those are probably outside of the U.S. because it would seem that there's a McDonald's within every neighborhood of America, just like there's a Starbucks and there's other outlets, Walmart, etc. As you look at McDonald's sales growth over the last four quarters, is this a company that's kind of maxed out? They're earnings growth over the last 5 years has been 2% per year, 2% per year for the last 5 years. And here's their sales growth over the last four quarters, minus 4%, minus 3%, minus 10%, minus 11%. That's not the kind of top-line sales growth that inspires any kind of confidence. In other words, it does not fit my criteria of being a best stock. Now, I know it's had a decent rise here, but that's really slow growth. And with a P.E. ratio of 27 and growth in the single-digit range, that's a little rich, a little bit too mustard, a little bit too much ketchup on that Big Mac. Pulte, this is the one I was talking about. Pulte Homes, which I owned yesterday, I sold it yesterday. I don't like this sudden spike in interest rates. That's going to eventually infect certain sectors in the economy. It's going to infect asset classes, and it could infect the entire market and the entire world at some point in time. We have to keep our eye on this interest rate conundrum. Interest rates are way too low in America. They only have one way to go, and that's up. And if there's a freight train coming around the track called higher interest rates, the first casualty stuck at the crossing with stuck on the tracks is the bond market. Then you've got the real estate investment trust right there behind it. And then you've got the utilities right there behind that. And then you've got the building industry, which is collateral damage from rising interest rates. So not only am I watching these interest rates here in the U.S., but I did notice the tick up last week in the German Bund. And we had one market pundit saying, hey, keep your eye on the Bund. That drives. That's going to be the best indicator of all. So I continue to watch the German Bund. I can report that this past week, in fact, if I go to the newsletter, all right, we go to the newsletter here and we look at how the German Bund did last week. The German Bund went up 6 basis points. It started the week at 0.57. Yes, that's what interest rates are in Germany, less than one. They were negative for a while. When I called the top in the bond market back in July of 2016, at that point in time, Japan and Germany both had negative interest rates. Well, now they're not negative anymore. They went up to 0.25%. They went up to 0.5%, and now they're at 0.63. I know that's still low. It's the direction that matters. So we'll continue to keep our eye on the German Bund. Japan's interest rate still right at almost zero. 0.008, less than 0.1%. And of course, the U.S. currently was 2.64 last week. Now we're at 2.72. We're up eight basis points in the last 2 days. So the bond market is going to be a big, big, big key indicator to watch here in 2018. Pulte reported earnings. I sold my Pulte. I didn't like the way the chart looked, and logic told me, you know what? Pulte is interest rate sensitive. I know they've been growing. Pulte's had terrific growth over the last 5 years, 18% per year. Look at their most recent 4 quarters, 29%, 27%, 40%, 27%. Then why did you sell it? Because part of what I do is also visual and a little bit of logic. That's what the robots lack, in my opinion, the monkeys. I didn't like the chart. I don't like the way it's behaving. I think it's topped out. It's putting in a top, and it's starting to roll over. And logic tells me that it's rolling over because it's interest rate sensitive. So I'm out of Pulte. You know, the home building sector has been a red hot sector. You've got the builder in chief leading the country. And the building sector, with the boom in the economy, the building sector is also tied into the job sector. If people are getting jobs, they go out and buy new homes. If people are getting raises at work, they're upgrading. They're moving up to a better home, a bigger home. And that's still happening. But interest rates are also a very, very big factor. And I think that the home building sector, which has been at the top 10. In fact, let's just look at the the newsletter this week at the top 10 sectors in the market right now. Let's see if the home builders are still there. This is also a very critical thing to watch every week is the sectors of the market, the sector rotation that takes place in the market. And I list that every week in my Best Stocks Now newsletter. Okay, yes, the home sector is no longer in the top 10. That's another reason why I dumped my home stock, home builder. What is in the top 10? What are the best sectors now? What are the best assets? What are the best indexes around the world now? Well, we call it the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, but we go much further than that. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. In a down day, flashing breaking news, the market's down 2 days in a row. Oh, that'll increase my phone volume here today. I'm sure people are nervous. What's going on? Well, the State of the Union, that's one thing being blamed. The FBI, the memo that's supposed to come out, the smoking gun that really sheds bad light on the other side that's attacking Trump, then on Trump. We'll see how that plays out. And then, of course, the big news from Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, and Jamie Dimon. You would think they're going to solve the health care? These guys, I mean, of course, what Buffett knows plenty about insurance. I don't know what Bezos knows about the health care system. Not so sure what Jamie Dimon's contribution is to this, but they will try to solve the healthcare system here in America. They're going to start with a little test case of 1 million people, and that's sending the healthcare stocks reeling, I think, way prematurely. I think that's kind of ridiculous, really, kind of ridiculous. But then again, the market can be ridiculous from time to time, can't it? Both to the upside and to the downside. Well, one stock that was right in the way when this announcement came is one that I own, Aetna. So glad I met you. Of course, Aetna is being bought out by CVS Health. Aetna reported earnings. They beat by 5 cents. They beat on revenue. You would think, well, gee, they beat. And let's not forget that beat on revenue. That is a big, big theme in this current earnings season. 83% of the companies that have reported earnings so far have beat their sales, their revenue estimates. That is a new modern day record, which leads me to say there's gasoline on the fire now. Not only are they beating on the bottom line earnings, but even more importantly, it's a lot harder to beat on the top line. I mean, you can do things, you can cut expenses and whatnot to increase your earnings, but to increase sales, that's the bigger challenge. And these companies are beating their sales estimates. That's a really, really good sign. Well, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret too much about my Aetna today. Aetna is in my income portfolio. No, it doesn't pay a big dividend yield, 1.1%. But it sure offers some capital appreciation over the years. Since I purchased Aetna on May 19th of last year, it's up 36% along with those dividends. That's been a pretty good total return stock for me. In addition to that, they got the buyout from CVS, which is in the works. A lot of hurdles, a lot of regulatory hurdles that have to be cleared there. Aetna is a $61 billion market cap company out of Hartford, Connecticut. They provide managed healthcare services nationwide through POs, PPO, HMO, HSA, and indemnity plans. They have 46.7 million members. What is that, about 10%, 12%, something like that, of the U.S.? Has Aetna as their health care provider. Aetna is down 2.7%, but still a very strong uptrend, and I continue to own it. I'm up 36% so far in my Aetna holding, but it is falling today. There's a typical health care stock, and the impact that this news from Buffett, Dimon, and Bezos is having on the health care industry, and of course it's spread to the entire market. And a little bit of all of a sudden concerns about tech valuations. I don't see those same concerns myself. I just think they're overdone. I mean, Facebook's been blasting off. Netflix has been blasting off. Google's been blasting off. Amazon's been blasting off. You got to come back down to earth a little bit every once in a while. What else do we have here? CNH Industrial. Now, why would you mention something like that? I don't know. I've heard of Harley Davidson. I've heard of McDonald's. I've heard of Aetna. What is a CNH Industrial? It's a $26 billion company out of Europe. I would say that it is the John Deere and the Caterpillar of Europe, headquartered in the Netherlands. They build construction and agriculture. agricultural equipment, trucks, commercial vehicles, and powertrain equipment in 180 countries. Wow. That's something. They missed earnings by a penny. The stock is down 2.9%. However, we just uncovered another member of my income portfolio, which was up almost 16% last year. It was up almost 17% last year. It's up 5.5% in the first month of this year. I can't keep that pace up. But CNHI, since I bought it in July of last year, is up 27.2%. That's in my income portfolio. CNH has a dividend yield of about 1% somewhere in there. It had a higher dividend yield when I bought it. It had a 1.6 dividend yield when I bought it. And, of course, as the stock goes up, the dividend yield goes down. I continue to own it in my income portfolio, and they are in the news today. Well, I talked to a lot of people in Scottsdale on Saturday after I gave my talk at 10 a.m. I think it's fair to say I was sworn. My wife took a picture of the swarm at our booth there in the hall in the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. It was a good event. It was a good, very good event. I got to talk to Charles Payne a little bit in the lunchroom. He had almost the same presentation that I had. I think we're pretty like-minded in our view of the markets and the economy and everything. And I talked to a lot of folks from the Gilbert area, Chandler area, that were talking about the little cars driving around. Some of them have someone in the passenger seat. Some others don't. I said, that's kind of creepy. Did they follow you here to this workshop today? Do they want to know where you're going? Waymo. Who owns Waymo? Google. Google Maps. You see these cars running around with these domes? I saw a lot of that in Phoenix. I was worried about UFOs. Maybe they're talking to the aliens. Waymo buys thousands of self-driving minivans. Okay, what are they planning now? They're going to pick us up and take us to concentration camps. Something's going on here. Pushing toward the launch of a public robot taxi fleet later this year. Waymo, which is owned by Google. That's why I own Google. Or Alphabet, has finalized an order for thousands of self-driving Chrysler Pacifica hybrid minivans. You know, my hat is off to Fiat Chrysler. That has been the strongest automobile stock out there. Remember when the old days, Lee Iacocca, and the bankruptcy and the comeback of Chrysler? I think the government bailed them out. Well, now they're Fiat Chrysler. Their brands, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. You gotta have a Ram pickup if you're Brett Favre. And a good razor blade. He must have a lot of bristles. He must have a stiff beard. Maserati and Ferrari names. That's Fiat Chrysler. I had a little Fiat car when I was going to college. I had a Lancia Scorpion. They don't make them anymore. That's a relic like me. Well, Fiat Chrysler is based in the UK. And they are going to be making thousands of self-driving Chrysler Pacificas. So look out for Chrysler Pacificas following you to work with surveillance equipment in them and nobody at the steering wheel. We've moved from research and development to operations and deployment, said Waymo CEO John Krafcik. Although not stating an exact number, a company spokesperson said the order will consist of fewer than 10,000 minivans. So look out, Chandler and Gilbert. They're coming for you. Meanwhile, Tesla, a stock that I love to hate. I don't know about this Musk guy. I said last week I made a little pun. What moves faster, Musk mouth? Or his assembly line. Oh, that's hands down. That's an easy one. His mouth moves way faster than his assembly line moves. I saw those people standing in line at the Tesla store there in Kierlands in Scottsdale over the weekend. And I asked the guy who's the rep, he's the guy wearing the Tesla shirt, about a 24-year-old millennial or whatever you call a 24-year-old these days. I said, if I order one of these little ones now, when will I get it? When will it be delivered? He didn't have an answer for that. He said, but they start at $36,000, and if you give us a check now, we'll put you in the line to get your car. Well, key Tesla engineers are fleeing Tesla right now. That's not good. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
That music just reminds me of those Waymo vans.
Waymo minivans following me to work. Ooh, what's going on here? I hope I'm not beamed up, captured by the aliens. No, this is not the Art Bell show. I used to listen to Art Bell. I loved Art Bell. What was that town? Searchlight, Nevada. People calling in from Oregon with two aliens in their freezer that they captured, or sightings of Bigfoot, Sasquatch in Tacoma. All kinds of crazy things. It was entertaining. My little brother Chuck has actually been on the what is the name of the show now with George Norrie several times. My little brother is a expert on the Beatles. He's a Beatles historian. He's written a beautiful book about the Beatles live, their concerts that they did live here in the U.S., which didn't last for very long. Most of their music was produced in the studios with the mastery of all of the technicians there, in particular their producer. But they also toured here in the U.S., sold out crowds. We all think it's Shea Stadium, which isn't there anymore. And he's been on a couple times. He's a bigger radio star than I am. He's been on, what's the name of the show? I can't think of it right now. But George Norrie, you know what I'm talking about. It's still on. I don't hear it on as many affiliates, though, however, as I used to. All right. Waymo vans following us to work. There's no driver in there. We called Art Bell, you know, or somebody and reported something going on here. What it is, I ain't exactly clear. Key Tesla engineers has departed. A key engineer who holds numerous patents and helped design the battery models that power all of Tesla vehicles has left the company. Ernest Villanueva, who most recently held the title of Senior Manager of Battery Module Design, he worked for Tesla since 2006, left the company some months ago. He would be the latest of several influential engineers to leave Tesla in recent months. Could it be? I don't know what's going on there at Tesla, but the stock, here's my problem and why I don't own it. Over the last 4 years, they lost $5.39 in 2015. That's per share. $2.87 in 2016, $8.63 in 2017. They're expected to lose $4.22 per share this year. And Tesla, there's both sides of the debate. There's those that think Musk is a genius, which he probably is, but, you know, you've also got to deliver the goods and the earnings, especially if you're going to run a publicly traded company. The earnings aren't there yet. And you're not going to have the big lead as far as the only luxury electric vehicle out there for very much longer, as almost every car maker is ramping up their electric car lineup. And they can deliver the goods a lot faster. And they're already profitable companies. So I just cannot bring myself to owning Tesla stock. Pfizer beats by 6 cents. They beat on revenues. Look, Pfizer's a Dow stock.
Pfizer's an S&P 500 stock, and yet the stock, because of this announcement by Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos and Jamie Dimon that they're going to go into the healthcare business, Pfizer's down 3.1% today. Pfizer broke out yesterday, however, with a vengeance. Pfizer is a $225 billion company. Now, I think this is very indicative of the strength of the economy today and the strength of the consumer. Brinker International beats. Well, Brinker owns Chili's, Maggiano's restaurants. I want to say they own Eddie V's, a couple other chains. They operate 1,674 Chili's, plans to open 50 to 58 more in 2017-2018, a P.E. of 11. They beat earnings and sales by a wide margin. The shares were up 4.5%, but right now being dragged down by the market. But I just think that that's one more piece of evidence that we have. Look, people go out to dinner when times are good. When times are bad, they pull in their horns. It's Campbell's. We're going out to Campbell's tonight, right here at home. Mom's going to peel some potatoes. Remember the old days? Sometimes I wonder if these millennials know what to do with the potato. I mean, I think all the things you can do with the potato. I've always been kind of a cook myself. All of the things that you can do with a good old Idaho russet potato. You can make hash browns. You can make French fries. You can make a lovely baked potato. You can put it in your soup. It goes on and on and on, the uses for the lovely potato. And it's cheap, pretty cheap, really, when you consider it. But I just wonder if the average millennial knows what to do with the potato these days. If they were given a raw potato and had 20 minutes to make something of it, well, we'd have to see. But you could live off of potatoes instead of eating at Maggiano's, which tends to be a little bit more expensive. Or ordering takeout, that tends to be a lot more expensive than buying those basic ingredients, romaine lettuce, tomatoes, potatoes, you know, a little bit of flour, some milk. You can do wonders. Some eggs. You can do wonders with a few basic items and save a lot of money. HCA Holdings beats by 20 cents, 6 cents. They beat on revenues. That's a hospital company. They're probably down too. No, they're actually breaking out to the upside. So people are going to the hospital more these days. I don't know what that's indicative of. One last one here. Nucor beats. I like the commodity stocks. I continue to like the commodity stocks. Nucor is a steel stock. Pittsburgh kind of company, right? Nucor is headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, manufactures steel products. I continue to like the commodity stocks. Has anybody looked at the U.S. dollar lately? It continues to plunge. That's bullish for commodities. Has anybody looked at the inflation gauges that predict inflation? They're heating up big time. That's why you're seeing a sell-off in the bond market and a rise in interest rates. Look at that chart of the 20-year Treasury. Ugh. Is it time to go short bonds? Well, Bill Gross is already short bonds. That's the only thing I would be short right now is the bond market. The bears have been killed now for the last 9 years. We're coming up on the 9-year anniversary of this bull. Well, if you'd like to get out of the way of the bonds that your asset allocator has you in, give me a call quickly, please. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to Gunderson Capital. com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.